Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center.
Hello, this is Home Show Garden Pros. So glad you're here with us. I have John Ferguson here.
Good morning, Danny.
Good morning to you as well, John, and good morning to you, Houston. This is the show where we give you the information you need to know to really make your garden beds grow.
Very good.
Poems. So, that's what we do. We dish out gardening advice. We're here to help you be the best gardener you can be, which John and I both believe is a really kind of high-level gardener.
Absolutely.
John, do you believe in black thumbs?
Nope.
Yeah, me either. So we have a lot of hope for you, a lot of hope in your garden and your skill set and your goals. And we really have so much confidence that we can help because we've gathered this team of experts. There are garden pros, Home Show Garden Pros. There are garden pros. John is from Nature's Way Resources. Wonderful spot up there north of the Woodlands, just south of Conroe. Great place. And, you guys have a bunch of native plants, just new shipment of veggies up there, all the soil you could imagine. And then, just doing great work.
Absolutely, Danny. Going to be a beautiful day today.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we got a class on how to landscaping and gardening for birds coming up at 10.
Yes.
And I got a garden club coming up for 2 or 10 if anybody wants to join us.
There we go. So getting up there at 10 is going to be an adventure for John. I'm driving up there. I'm gonna see.
Well, we're through here at 9. It's a 45-minute drive, so I got a 15-minute cushion.
Well, there we go. So it is right off 45. I mean, 59. 45.
I-45.
Right off 45, just straight up there, just past the Woodlands. Very easy to get to. It's a great spot. Our other garden pros that kind of dish out information from time to time, like next Saturday, Shannon Forrest will be here talking gardening, and Anita Nelson from Nelson's Water Gardens, Nursery and Water Gardens. So Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is in Katy proper, beautiful spot. They just got a shipment of veggies in too. They're ready for you. They have so many beautiful pots, containers, water flow. The sound there is so wonderful, hearing that water music. Incredible place. Plants for all seasons on 249, just past Louetta. Right there on the feeder road. Another really easy get in, get out, get everything you could possibly need. A great selection of soil and a great selection of plants too. Incredible space. Mentioned the Enchanted. So you got Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Just awesome spots down kind of a bookending Richmond, Texas, southwest of town. Yeah, really easy to get to from Houston, at least from where I am in southwest Houston. So, and then also Warren Southern Gardens in Kingwood, and then Kingwood Garden also in Kingwood. Kingwood and Richmond are both so lucky. It's like two great garden centers in those two towns. That's two, not small places, but they're lucky. And then us, of course, Nature's Way Resources. So any cool new plants coming in? Anything you're like, hey, wow, this is...
Oh, we got so many. We've just had truckload after truckload coming in the last couple of weeks, so we're fully loaded.
That is awesome. A lot of folks, John, are getting back into fruit trees. They lost them. I did have a conversation with a friend. Had a great time with Terry and Vaughn last night, but she showed me a bunch of pictures of her father's pomelo tree.
Mm-hmm.
Big, like maybe 30 feet tall. Delicious pomelos, and he lost it in the freeze, and he was like, I'm just not going to do it anymore. I can't do it. It's an emotional hit. But people are kind of recovering, and they're looking for fruit trees up in the Woodlands area, right? That's kind of where y'all specialize in.
Woodlands, Lake Conroe.
Yeah. What are some types of trees that people might go for up there? Fruit trees specifically.
Oh. A lot of people like the wild plums, the pears, the apples, the things that are more, since there's more cold weather up there, the chill, peaches, apricots. Mm. There's varieties. We have a pretty good selection of those. Even a lot of the figs do well.
Yeah.
And we've got a full selection of citrus, particularly the satsumas that are more cold hardy than like an orange or something.
Right. So if people are going to do, and you'll have some other citrus too. You have like.
Oh, yeah.
Fancy citrus, satsumas.
Blood red, orange, satsumas, whatever's available from the growers.
Yes, exactly. So I'm imagining a house in Lake Conroe, right? And a couple things that you need to have if you're going, we're going to talk about, a couple things you've got if you're going to, you have to have if you're going to grow citrus near Lake Conroe, just some features you need to have to your house. And if you don't do this, she's like, maybe just choose something else. Maybe go with an apple and a peach, you know?
Absolutely, because up there it's 6, 7, 8 degrees cooler than it is here in Houston. So you need species that are more cold hardy.
Mm.
And that limits the citrus. And if you want citrus, you put it on a south wall where you have a microclimate.
Yes.
Where you might have a 4 or 5 degree warmer and the heat coming off the wall to help protect it.
Especially in wintertime, you got that.
Yes.
So those of you who don't remember, you know, the sun goes from east to west. But the myth is that it goes due overhead all year, right? It's not doing that. It's not going like up over all winter. It's way to the south. So you have this angled sun that's going to come in and really kind of slice under any awning or something like that you've got in your house and warm your southern part of your house up.
Correct.
So that's the big thing. You've got to have kind of open access to the south side of your house if you're going to have citrus trees up there in the northern part of the Houston area.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of it. If you don't have that, go for something else, maybe.
Then you go to the cold hardy species.
Yes. Yeah, and kumquats. Limequats are a wonderful cold hardy species.
Well, all the persimmons.
Yeah, yeah. I was still in citrus mind, but yeah, the persimmons are great.
Yep.
Pomegranates seem to do pretty well on our cold. So a lot of great fruit trees, and we're going to explore that a little bit later on. One big thing we're going to focus on this morning is if you are planning on having a bunch of people to your house this Christmas, right? You got to start planning for that now. The plants that really want to be thriving, you want to get them blooming, you want them as showy as possible, you can't wait. You can't really wait. Maybe one more week or two, but we're going to explore that, how to do that, what to do in your cleanup and your reset when we keep going here on Home Show Garden Pros. Our number, we do want to hear from you, 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife Organic Fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife Organic Fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want. Answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
It is going to be just a beautiful day. Great day to visit the Houston Botanic Gardens. It's a beautiful place. We got a lot of awesome classes coming up, so you can check those out. Really cool one coming up from gardener and chef Keisha Griggs on the 21st. It's going to be a really fun class. Just go to hbg.org. All right, John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources here. A lot of your soil is at the Houston Botanic Garden.
Yes, sir.
So if you ever wonder why the plants are looking so good, it's because John's soil is a big part of that mix. So really almost all of it. Anyway, 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we're going to talk to Dwight. Hey, Dwight, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Well, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hello.
About 6 weeks ago, you and John gave lists, your top 10 worst trees to plant in Houston, and I only got that part of the show. I didn't get the top 10 best.
I don't know. You know, I don't know if we even did that. Is that a request?
No. I think y'all did that. This was a couple of months ago.
Mm.
But anyway, my question is, I've lost a hackberry. Big old hackberry had to be taken out. got a stump left, but I'm going to put in a couple of trees where that hackberry was, and I'm just thinking about crepe myrtles and just some thoughts on you guys about planting crepe myrtles. I know they're a popular tree, but I don't believe they're native, but what are your thoughts?
Oh, they're a beautiful tree. I mean, the flowering, everything. The negative is they've been so hybridized, a lot of the newer varieties are very susceptible to mildew and disease and aphids and other problems. If you can find some of the older cultivars like the Natchez, it's a white. It has a light vanilla honey fragrance, beautiful peeling bark.
Yeah, that one's got the mocha bark.
Like yes.
It's such a stark difference, but it gets a lot bigger.
It'll get 25, 30 feet tall. Yeah. But it gives you all season, not only when it's flowering in the spring, even in the wintertime when it's dropped its leaves, the bark is beautiful and the way the limb structure is.
Could y'all say the name of that type of tree again?
Natchez,
Natchez?
Yeah, the river.
Like the river.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, I got it. Okay, one more question.
That's in the crepe myrtle family.
Excuse me,
if you're doing for wildlife, crepe myrtles don't do anything for you.
Okay. Well, I've got one more question. I took y'all's advice this year, and in the early spring, put down a quarter inch of compost and went back with a MicroLife potash product. Thank you, teammate. But I'm wondering how often to do that, and that we're getting it to go into a pretty good sleep time for our San Augustine. Should I do that again, or how often should that application be done?
Well, it kind of depends on how healthy your soil is. My personal yard, I do it once every other year, but I've been working on it for 30 years.
Yeah.
So I've got extremely healthy soil. If you're just beginning, you got a new home, the builders tend to bring in the lowest quality soil they can find, the cheapest. You may need to do it twice a year for 8-10 years till you build up the health of the soil.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a pretty rough scenario there. I have seen if you can do it two times in pretty short succession, it does a pretty incredible boost to changing that soil around.
Absolutely. When you use products like the MicroLife fertilizer, that helps too. And if you haven't done it, add some trace minerals, remineralizer. Trace minerals to plants are kind of like vitamins to human. You don't need a lot, but if you don't have it, you're just not as healthy as you could be.
But Dwight, I'll say this, is that if you feel like everything's going really great in the lawn, you can wait for a crisis, either, seeing some pressure from some insect or disease or a drought or something like that to do it again. Like if you want to be real regular on it, but if the lawn is healthy, that's sort of every 2 years is a great strategy.
Okay. Well, I'll take y'all's advice. Thank y'all so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, Dwight.
Y'all have a great day.
You too. Yeah, it's kind of like doing a cleanse or something like that. It's like good to do a juice cleanse here and there, take a day and just, clean your system out or something like that. It's like maybe not every day, but like there's no better thing you can do for your lawn soil. So that's just sort of true.
Yep.
Well, awesome. Great question there from Dwight, 281-496-5711. And I did look back at our notes that day, John, and we only did trees we hate.
Okay.
So this week, let's do trees we love.
Okay.
So we're going to get into that. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
So Fall is here. Great time to start planning and planting. This is Michael from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. We are fully stocked now with all your favorites. The trucks have been rolling in on a weekly basis. We have color. We have trees, shrubs, vegetable plants beginning to arrive for your fall planting. Bulbs are on their way. Specialty amaryllis, lots of citrus, pumpkins with hay bales and scarecrows and corn shocks. And now is a wonderful time for planting. Any problems in your gardens? We have the answer. We're having a lot of trouble right now with brown patch, crepe myrtle scale, and we have the remedies to clear that up for you. We're fully stocked, Warren's and Kingwood. And especially stop by the Kingwood store. Take a look at that gift shop. The new products and the timely products, decorations, and it's fabulous. It's well worth your time to stop by there. So come and see us. Look forward to seeing you. Thanks. And now back to John and Danny.
Yes, Michael, thank you. Doing a great job up there. Everything's beautiful. And bulbs are, that's a fun, bulbs are definitely a fun, fun thing to do. Fun thing to do with kids. That's a great way to integrate kids with gardening.
Absolutely.
And today, Bulb Mart's happening. So if you can't get to Warren's, which they have a great selection of bulbs there, there's also Bulb Mart. So 281-496-5711. It's going to be a gorgeous day. I'm just like thinking today would be such a beautiful day to get to Warren's Southern Gardens. Just walk around. They do such a great job with seasonal stuff. Take the kids. Get some bulbs. I love that. I'm just like, man, go to Warren's. You know, go any of the Garden Pro locations. Beautiful day for to be out there. So 281-496-5711. John Ferguson is here. We're going to talk with Chad. Hey, Chad.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing good.
Good, good.
I have a hybrid zoysia grass, which looks great, and I love it. But I have a new German Shepherd puppy, and it does not like her very much. Mm-hmm. Wherever she goes to the bathroom, it leaves these terrible brown patch spots. And I try and go behind her and water as best I can, but, you know, sometimes I don't make it out there every time. And you can see where she's gone every time. Is there a product or something you might recommend that I can put on the grass for that?
Not that I'm aware of. The only thing you do is get your soil healthy, particularly compost top dressing, get the microbes in there that can break it down quicker. And the microbes will put out some chemicals that help the grass be more resistant. But it's a tough problem.
Yeah, you're literally getting fertilizer burn is what's happening, right? Like it's the ammonia is too rich and it burns.
Yeah.
And so I think the only really product that I would say is possible to use, well, two, is compost, like following up with a little bucket of compost. I mean, the thing is that when you water it out, does that work when you get the water on there pretty quick?
It helps. Yeah. I mean, I still get some of those patches where it's brown. And we've only been in the house like a year and a half. So
yeah.
I just heard your last segment about, the builder bringing in bad soil, which is probably what I'm dealing with, too.
And three other things are happening as well. New sod has so much nitrogen in it, right? So much fertilizer already in it. And so that extra nitrogen. So maybe eventually, right, once you get balance,
it'd be less sensitive.
It'll be less sensitive. And so that's where kind of coming along and saying, okay, you know, I'm just going to water it in. If you see those kind of, fertilizer burn spots, you sprinkle a little compost over it. I know that sounds a little bit ridiculous and like, be too easy. But when it comes down to it, it's going to help the spot heal and then also build resilience. So, but compost top dressing works incredible on zoysia.
Is there a brand or a place you recommend where I can get those?
John, do you have any recommendations for compost?
I heard tell the place called Nature's Way Resources has a pretty good one.
What part of town are you in, Chad?
I'm in the Memorial area right by 610.
Memorial Ace Hardware.
Okay, there you
right
go.
Right there at Gessner Memorial, they carry it.
Nice, okay. Nice.
Southwest Fertilize carries the Nature's Way leaf mold compost.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think in that area, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com. We have a finder for John's compost, and it is phenomenal material.
Great. I really appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you,
Chad.
Right.
Thanks, Chad.
And also, congrats on having a puppy. How cute are little German Shepherds, little fuzzballs. I got my Rover. He's not little anymore. He's like 80 pounds. ripped. He's super tall, y'all. It's silly how tall he is. Got to have some, like, Great Dane or something. So leggy. All right, 281-496-5711. Great question there from Chad. Kind of brings in a topic that we wanted to talk about. I was really interested that Chad mentioned his hybrid zoysia and just how all of our lawns that we're using are hybrids. None of them, a lot of y'all are familiar with dealing with like coastal Bermuda or wild Bermuda, but it's not what, very, very few lawns are made of it. And so all of these grasses are kind of grown to fit a premise or a condition, right, John? So it's like some of them it's wet, even some it's shade, some it's leaf texture. The zoysia is really known for that. If it's the emerald zoysia, it's meant to have a real soft. The Zorro is kind of firmer. There's one that's like a Zeon that's like meant to be like the barefoot zoysia. So, but pretty cool that you've got that. When it comes down to it, the approach that kind of we as a nation have taken to lawns has not really worked in Houston, right? And I think some of it is our clay soil. We were talking a little bit beforehand, and John said something that made me think of clay soil as like a coin flip, right? It's heads or tails. Like your approach to your soil, your clay responds in a certain way. So, John, if you could just like, let's talk about the chemical approach and what that really does to the clay soil.
Okay, Danny.
Clay, how much time do I have?
Yes.
I'll wave at you when we need to take a break.
Okay, basically, when we use artificial fertilizers or salt base or chemically salts, and when you put salts on clay, it turns it into concrete.
Okay, so this is like the base reality is it's not some wacky situation. It's not like each chemical is uniquely terrible, but it's like we're talking about salts.
Correct. The other thing, why do we put salts in canned goods, potted meat, jerky? Because it kills bacteria, right?
Oh, okay. Preservative.
Well, there's bacteria that live in the soil, and there are certain species of bacteria that can break those clay particles apart, and they will glue it around their body to make kind of a – and clay minerals are silicate, quartz. They're pretty hard, tough stuff.
Right, wow.
So they'll make an armor of quartz around their body. You created your first microaggregate of soil structure. Later on, fungal hyphae tie these together. And you can take black clay and turn it into some of the richest, most beautiful loam. And also, clay, because of the mineralogy of it, can hold nutrients in the soil 15, 20 times more than a sandy soil. So if you get the biology working, then you can turn that clay into a beautiful loam that holds water, holds your nutrients.
And very deep roots, nice
very
dark,
deep roots.
Dark loam. I will say that that's the positive side, right? That is when you're trying to think of what is nature doing to soil? How can I aid the processes or even speed up the processes of nature in my lawn?
Yes, that's
a lot of times we take the shortcut.
Correct.
Which we're going to explore in the next segment. Taking that shortcut leads to certain downsides that are legitimately the opposite of what John just described. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Compost is great, but composting as a verb is also amazing. So that this is something that you're taking scraps, you're taking what might go in a landfill, food waste, wood scraps, leaf scraps, lawn scraps, stuff like that, and you turn it back into soil. You turn it back into something usable and good. Reducing dependence on landfills. If we fill those things up too fast, we really kind of are not doing good. But it also reduces greenhouse gases. So your food in the trash turns into greenhouse gas really quickly. Your food in the compost pile doesn't. So pretty awesome. So you should compost. I know what you're thinking. Well, I don't know how to. That's okay. Well, I don't have the space. That's all right. Well, I don't want to deal with it. You know, I don't want any mess. Like, well, you know, what if there are bugs? No, that's fine. You can do it without that stuff. The way you can do it without any concerns at all is by contacting Moonshot Compost. These guys are awesome. They're literally providing you the power to compost with their weekly pickup services. So you store your food scraps in a container, airtight container, no smells, and they pick it up and they turn it into awesome compost. Well, they deliver it to places that turn it into awesome compost. Again, giving you all the supplies, giving you the power to do this amazing thing. And get this, you earn compost to use in your yard and garden. You're actually making compost as you do this. So you're keeping critical, healthy nutrients, that awesome nutrients that's in your food scraps can stay in your neighborhood. So Moonshot Compost, they offer pickup and drop-off services. Now is a great time to get started. So check out their website, startcomposting.com. If you want to find more information now, just go to homeshowgardenpros.com. We love what these guys are doing. So love talking about it. Okay, so we talked about turning your clay to good stuff, right?
Yes, sir.
We didn't really talk about how to do that, but we mentioned that it's possible.
Yes.
But before we talk about starting good lawn habits, what is the downside of clay? Like, what can clay become that's dangerous?
Well, depending on the type, clay can become very slippery when wet.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it's wet enough, you can sink into it. And I've seen people get their boots pulled off because
yes,
it's so
right.
sticky.
Right.
When you use artificial fertilizers on it, the salts kill off the microbe, make it loose. It becomes very tight and compact, no oxygen.
Right.
Which leads to diseases and plant shallow root growth, and you got to water all the time because water doesn't soak in.
Gotcha.
It's a whole cascade of problems when we use artificial chemicals, toxic chemicals.
So in the lawn, generally, the outcome is compaction and lack of water storage.
And disease.
Disease is an after effect. We lose the ability to keep our nutrients in place, right?
Yep.
Erosion happens. Even under your grass, it can happen. And so, man, it's okay. We're not going to focus on bad habits. We're going to focus on good habits. So, John, just tell us a few just good lawn habits. And, you know, we use that word, John, habits,
mm-hmm.
because these aren't like every day, but they're also not only once in your lifetime, right? There's no gardening solutions that works forever. It's dynamic. It's living. It's wacky. So what are some great lawn habits?
Well, the first one is cut high. Cut your grass, particularly St. Augustine's, the majority yards, at least 4 inches. And a lot of times our lawnmowers, they're designed for northern grasses. You have to drill your own stop to make them a little higher. But when it's cut high, you have less evaporation, it uses less water. You get a healthier turf and a softer turf. So that's the first thing.
Gotcha.
The next thing is you've got to build the organic matter in the soil. And the best thing for that is top dressing with compost. That provides energy, and it provides beneficial microbes that prevent diseases like brown patch, takeoff, St. Augustine decline.
Yep.
And the third thing, you got to do a little feeding. And then, you know, my favorite's the MicroLife line of organic fertilizers.
See, yeah, this is it's like a careful phrasing, right? Like the word fertilizer is a funny word, right? It's a marketing chosen word by an industry that wants you to believe something about their product. But the cool thing about MicroLife is it's actually doing that. Then there are other fertilizers that, based on their ingredients, you can see their ingredients, and if it seems like food, and it's not a bunch of not only crazy chemicals you've never heard of, if it seems like there's some food in there, it probably does some feeding also. So that's what's so cool about fertilizing. It should mean to make fertile.
Yes. And the last thing is trace elements.
Mm.
And that's one of the most overlooked and neglected thing, because trace elements to plants are kind of like vitamins to a human. You don't need much, but if you don't have it, you're not as healthy as you could be.
Hmm.
So that's where products like the Remineralizer comes in. And you do it once every 4 or 5 years. So it's very inexpensive to use.
That's awesome. Well, there you go. It's a little more simple. We're expecting you to get to a place where you've got excellent soil, holds water, you don't have to water as much. If you are seeing weed pressure, it's usually very early in the spring, because there is so much water in the soil and less lawn growth. But then as it goes on, you see less weed pressure because the St. Augustine or the Bermuda just dominates.
Chokes it out.
Just chokes it out. Chokehold. It's like a wrestler, you know?
Yep.
And then you don't see it as much. So, you know, it's when you have crisis, you can turn to pre-emergence or hand pulling, or Agrilon, which is awesome stuff too. There's a lot of things you can turn to at that point, but those are our habits. So the next habit, the only one I'll add on, John, is walk around out there. You know, keep an eye on it. If you're just walking around, check your sprinkler, maybe is a good thing to do. Just walk around, checking on it, seeing what the issues are, and then responding to issues when you have them, not like always just, you know, overacting and reacting.
You know, Danny, as a licensed soil scientist, when I go to properties, probably 90% of the time, overwatering is the root of all the problems.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, it's interesting that you said the root of all the problems, because those are the only roots overwatering helps, is problem roots, right? They don't. Well, overwatering does not help your plant roots.
And you also got to think, we just talked about how important the bacteria are to help create fertile soils. Why do we put chlorine, fluoride in the water system? To kill bacteria. The more you water, you're killing off all these microbes that make the soil healthy.
Yep. So keep that in mind, that you can make these habits that help your soil, this cursed clay, right, become this healthy, vibrant space. And, you know, you just do it by a few habit changes. Less watering, more good food-based fertilizer like MicroLife. Compost is a great reset, restarter. It's like working out in a sense. And so just maybe change some habits, you know. You can't feed your plants and weed them at the same time. That is impossible. It's not a true thing that can happen.
Yeah. And the other thing, if you look at nature and study it, most of the plant species we call weeds are attracted to unhealthy soil. They're there to fix a problem. And you get your soil healthy and the problem goes away and the seeds won't even germinate.
Absolutely. And I just want to say this, is we want you to have a gorgeous lawn. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about you having a beautiful lawn that you can enjoy, right? I mean, that's the whole point, is not so much that you got to do all this stuff because it's the right thing to do. No, it's just, this is how in Houston you turn our natural soil into growing a beautiful lawn. It is the way to do it. It's like actually what works year after year. And so that's just what we're here to say. This is a conversation about lawn habits. May seem like we're like talking about something hippy dippy, but we're literally talking about what we've seen work as professionals in this industry. So, great thoughts, John.
Well, thank you, sir. And one tip that I'll mention to you, my own yard, there's a test garden up in the Woodlands. Haven't had to water the lawn since the drought of 2011.
Yeah.
Saving thousands of dollars each year in just on water bills.
And a lush green lawn.
I mean, a lush green lawn.
So, hope that helps you guys out. We'd love to hear your questions on our thoughts there, 281-496-5711. This is nature. This is dynamic. Everything's always happening. John and I are going to come back and explore types of trees we love. So the trees we love for Houston, because now's a really great time to plant shade trees. 281-496-5711.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Sprout a miracle. Lettuce, arugula, and radishes are easy, and kids think of them as miracles. Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Sherry with Plants for All Seasons. The weather is starting to turn around. We have shorter days, and it's time to prepare your gardens for fall veggies and fall flowers. All the right veggies are stocked on the table and ready for you to plant. Plus, we have a huge selection of seeds. But most importantly, get your beds prepped and ready with high-quality compost and organic fertilizers. Grab some of our freshly brewed compost tea. This will really benefit your plants and your soil to have beautiful, vibrant veggies and flowers. With the shorter days and the increased rainfall, be on the lookout for lawn fungus and make sure you treat it appropriately. If there's an area in your yard that always gets brown patch, let's compost top dress and hit it with some compost tea. This will help fight it off before it gets out of control. As soon as we cool off, our beloved pansies will start arriving. Make sure and plant them once we've cooled down so they won't stretch. Come visit us at Plants for All Seasons. We're easy to get to at 21328 Highway 249, just right off the feeder road. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and go to our website, plantsforallseasons.com. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros with Danny and John.
Thanks, Sherry. Yes, Danny and John are here talking gardening. And, you know, we love answering your gardening questions. It's a big thing we love doing. A lot of ways to do it. So there's the website, homeshowgardenpros.com, that we get your emails on. And we do have the email question of the week ready to go. But we also love answering on Facebook, too. So we just I get texts on Facebook. So you're welcome to send it to me. It comes straight to me. And Sharon asked, does city water harm roses? So I thought we'd just lead off with that. We want to hear from you, though, too. 281-496-5711. So, John, if you don't mind, specifically roses, I can speak some to that. But will you talk a little bit about?
Well, all plants are healthier when we've got good microbes in the soil. A lot of what we call biological diversity.
Mm-hmm.
City water kills them. And when you limit, that's why you put chlorine, chloramine, fluoride in the water systems. There are several dozen plant families that are harmed by fluoride, even one part per million.
Mm.
Makes them very disease prone. I don't know about roses per se, but you need to get the chemicals out of the water, your roses will be healthier.
Yeah, just generally healthier. The one thing that we really noticed at Herman Park a lot, the McGovern Seal Gardens there is gorgeous, has a really nice rose area. The gardener there, Jennifer, is incredibly knowledgeable with roses. It's a beautiful place in the city. And what we noticed is when the irrigation from city water sprayed in the leaves, those leaves were much more apt to get black spot, to get a bacterial infection, to be where like hatching places for bad insects. It was just those leaves were getting less healthy. Now that was also true for azaleas. If our irrigation was pointing up into the plant, so we had to lower everything. So we just sprayed the soil, still with city water, but we were able to treat the soil. So what we realized is that the same thing was happening on leaf surfaces, and roses really do like having a biological protection on their leaf. Like a blanket of protection.
Yeah, it's like I said, there could be hundreds of thousands to millions of microbes on a leaf surface.
On one leaf?
Yeah.
Wow.
And again, particularly the bacteria that control the fungus problems.
Right.
Bacteria are killed by the chemicals in the water.
And that's for your safety, right? It's drinking water. That's what it's for.
Yeah, to keep the pathogens out. But it also kills all bacteria,
yes,
good
right.
and bad.
Yes, right.
And like I said, gets rid of the ones on the leaf that protect the leaf against fungal diseases, so you get more black spot mildew.
So a simple solution here is there's some hose filters that you can put on your faucet that you're used to water generally, and it'll filter out a lot of that stuff.
Correct.
I can't remember the name of that of the one that Buddy, Blue.
Yeah, Blue. I can't remember either, Danny. I got one.
Well, John's got one. And so, but what it is it's a filter that just screws onto your faucet. Your outside water.
Yeah, your water faucet, and you hook your garden hose to the other end.
Yeah, and it filters it out. So when you're watering your roses, you just use that. And there are ways to kind of soften or filter irrigation water, too. They're a lot less expensive than an irrigation system, and you can kind of reduce stuff. But that's why, like, when it comes to some things, camellias, azaleas, roses, hydrangeas, these things really love having that leaf protection. And if we're spraying it off, they're going to have some plant problems just from that. So, Sharon on Facebook, thank you for that great question. Happy to help you out. And of course, I'll get to you on Facebook also. 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We're going to come back and we'll do our Garden Pro listener email of the week, John.
Woo! All right.
We'll be right back.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Landscapers Pride Mulches and Soils. Premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
Monterey Lawn and Garden. Superior solutions for every garden.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-496-5711.
If you don't have plans to garden this weekend, you should make some because it is just going to be gorgeous. I was just looking at the weather, and man, today is like mid-70s, breezy, bright. Woo! Gorgeous weather. I definitely will be outside.
Make two of us.
I got a flat of plants to get in. I got a couple new blueberries to add to my blueberry beds. And haven't quite broke down enough to get some fruit trees, but I need to. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. We do want to hear from you, 281-496-5711. We have our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. And on there, there's a listen button. It's a great way to get your friends to learn how to be a better gardener. It's just that listen button. Go to there and hit the button. We also have the Ask a Pro button that sends us an email. And this is the email question of the week from a different Sharon. But she's asking, what should I do about my oak tree that's dropping lots of green acorns? Is the tree stressed from so much rain? Will new mulch and pruning help? And then she gave us a picture of the tree, John. So first thought, what's your dropping all the... Here's a picture of the root flare.
Okay.
Well, or lack thereof. So first, Sharon, we're going to talk about this mulching.
Yeah. If you study nature, the root flare of the tree where the trunk comes down straight and it flares out, you're changing from a bark above ground to a bark for below ground.
Mm.
Bark above ground is to protect it against fire, physical damage. The bark, as it switches, is to protect against water, too much moisture, and there's different chemicals. When you pile mulch up on the flare, the bark above ground cannot take those constantly moist conditions, and it gets soft. Diseases can enter. Rats, voles can eat the inner bark, get into the cambium layers. In fact, that practice is illegal in 20-some-odd states because it's so harmful to the trees.
So he's bringing that up because we're looking at Sharon's picture, and the tree looks just like a column going into the ground with no kind of flaring out.
Yes. So that flare needs to be exposed. The mulch should never be within at least a 3 or 4 inch air gap away from the trunk of a tree.
Yeah. And so right now, adding a bunch more mulch, not a bad idea. When it comes down to it, the first thing you do is kind of pull a lot of the mulch away until you start to get a flare out. And not until then will you see where that flare is and where your mulch level should be. You may need to remove a couple of small hairy roots that have started growing from the side of the tree. They will do that to survive, but that's not ideal.
Well, in regards to the acorn drop, I'm seeing that on 4 or 5 different species of oaks. I think it's just the time of the year. It's time for to drop their acorns.
I do believe that on this show, a couple weeks after the freeze, we told everyone that your oak trees are going to make a lot of acorns this year because they always do that in response to a crisis. So after flood years, after super brutal summers, we'll see a lot. But after this freeze, they just kind of like, well, I need to carefully make more offspring. And so that's what you're seeing. You're seeing a lot more the normal on live oaks, but this is the time of year they drop.
Not just live oaks, several species oaks, I've noticed it.
Absolutely. But yeah, no, green acorns is not a concern. They turn brown when they're on the ground generally, so don't be too worried about those acorns.
Yeah, and the reason they drop so many, a lot of times they get weevils in them. Maybe only 1 out of 10 or less will even actually germinate.
Yeah.
Plus, a lot of animals eat them for food.
Absolutely. And, you know, the green live oak ones are some of the least bitter acorn flesh you can have. But you have to mash it into a gruel and then rinse it off in running water for a few hours multiple times.
Yep.
So find your nearby clear creek of fresh spring water and then piece of cake. It'll only take a couple of days. So But that acorn paste will be very nutritious after that.
Very high in protein and elements, trace elements.
maybe a little bit too much work, though, for our city life. 281-496-5711. Great question there from Sharon. And we always appreciate you guys sending questions in. You may not think about it this way, but when you have a question and you ask it, somebody else has that question.
Absolutely.
You're helping somebody else by asking your question. There is one thing that I'd like to kind of circle back to on Sharon's question, and it was the, is the tree stressed from so much rain?
It would depend on the species of tree.
Sure. And, of course, the lawn habits.
And the lawn habits.
Yeah.
Like on a big oak tree, their roots can go 100 feet from the trunk of the tree or more in some cases. So your neighbor could be using a weed and feed. It could be impacting your tree. We just don't know sometimes. And we don't know what other stressors, you know, construction. I mean, anyway, I can go on and on.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's the rain is more problematic when your soil can't handle the water, when it sloughs off, when it's all flowing away and eroding. That's when we're problematic. So people will say, hey, I have roots that have risen up, right? And that we get that. That's what it seems like, that you're like, oh, they should be in the ground, but they're risen up. But they haven't come up. Right, the soil has gone down, either compaction or erosion,
or both.
yeah, most likely both. So that is where kind of that is on that. So while we're talking trees, we're going to stay on the topic of trees as we can kind of continue through. So if you are super excited about our great Trees for Houston conversation, that is going to happen here in a couple minutes. We want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
We have talked a couple times about MicroLife already, because they do such a good job. So MicroLife's a fertilizer, but in the truest sense of the word, it's food for your roots. It's food for the soil. It literally makes the soil fertile. If that's not fertilizer, I don't know what is. So this time of year, it's good to kind of get some humates. Great thing to do to winterize is use that Humates Plus. A lot of minerals there and a lot of carbon for the off-season. Feed the soil. In that kind of dormancy. I'm still putting down the MicroLife Brown Patch, but just because I love it so much, not because it's like a danger anymore. And so to me, it's the best thing to use just on a regular basis for your lawn. I also use the multipurpose, their green bag, everywhere, but especially in the veggie garden. Summer was rough. Fall's coming in. We're getting cooler weather. You're going to see a lot of plant growth right now. And when plants grow, it's great to make sure there's food for them to grow. They're your little babies. Make sure you feed them. MicroLife is the best, safest, most effective thing to do to feed them as far as fertilizers go. So liquid organics are awesome. They have their MicroGrow, which is phenomenal for growing plants and fighting off diseases. So tons of nutrition. They can't burn your plants, and it's safe for your kids. So pretty awesome stuff as far as that triple threat goes. You know, it's really wonderful, or triple blessing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So for healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people, go to MicroLife. Their website, microlifefertilizer.com. They have so many options, and they are definitely eager to help. So, good stuff. 281-496-5711. 416-5711. All right, John. So a couple weeks ago, or, you know, a few weeks ago, as Dwight mentioned, we talked about trees, just trees to not plant.
Mm-hmm.
Trees just, is, they're not that great, right? And so today, now this list, the list of trees to plant, of good trees to plant, is so long. It's like trees that do well in our area, it's such a long list, right? And so John and I, we're not going to do all the ones that are okay to plant. We're really going to kind of get after our favorites. So there may be some wrinkles with the ones that we love so much, but that's just a preface, John. Like, that's like, you know. All right, John, great trees for Houston. Let's do it. And, and I'm just going to say we're not going to do live oaks. We're not going to say live oaks. That's, you know, a thing, I think. You have live oaks on your list?
No.
Yeah, okay, great.
I love them, but
no, I love them too, but there's enough of them out there. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Now, the first thing came to mind because of the cool weather this morning, my wife loves trees that have fall color. So the swamp oak.
Nice. Oh, my gosh. Swamp chestnut oak is gorgeous.
Yes, and mine gets a nice, usually, particularly if it stays warm and gets cool, then gets beautiful red color.
That's awesome. And then those trees are, so chestnut oaks or sawtooth oaks, they have a really cool big leaf that looks kind of like it's got a serrated edge. And so there's already interest there. It's, and this is also, this is a native. That's actually my brother Jeff's favorite tree.
Uh-huh.
So I got him a real big one time when they moved in their house in Katy.
And also, it's fairly fast growing. I know when I put mine in, I got 6-7 foot a year growth on it for the first four years till it got up to about 30 foot. Then it slowed down.
No, that's a great point. And that's a great tree if you're trying to integrate something with pine trees or stand alone. But it does integrate with pines well and can handle a little bit more wetter soils. So.
Yeah. And but, you know, mine's in a urban suburban lot and well-drained soil, but it's growing in black clay and it's totally happy.
Now, that is awesome. That is so cool. I like the idea of color. A lot of people, you know, moan about Houston not having fall color. Mostly that's because all of our live oaks, because a lot of plants do. But there are some other oaks that are deciduous oaks that have some color too. One of my favorites, and this is funny, I picked these are my two big ones on the list. When I'm staying out of flowering trees, and that's the Schumard oak, a red oak.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful red growth in spring and then awesome fall color. But I always get it mixed up with the Drummond, Schumard and Drummond. I get those words mixed around. Drummond is a maple, and it's very fast growing, not super long lived, only like, you know, 50 or 60 years.
good fall color, though.
Great fall color, great spring color. And a, you know, productive maple tree. So
yeah, that was on my list also.
Oh, yes. That's why I said two right there to make sure. No, I'm just kidding. So, but I love those two as just kind of like standalone trees. Both of them can be in the landscape or just in the lawn. They do a great job. So, all right. What's your next one, John?
Well, thinking again of the fall color, I love the rough leaf dogwood.
Oh,
it's an understory, grows in part shade, beautiful fall color. And the flowers are great for pollinators in the spring.
Mm.
And it can take wet conditions. In nature, it grows on the bank of a creek or stream. And very tough plant. No disease, no pest.
And then, so a lot of times, plants like that, real natives that haven't really been trained really well, people think of them as very tough to grow, touchy, you know, wild. And keep in the mind, if you can just provide drainage for them, that's really the big thing, and not a bunch of rocks, but like healthy soil drainage, and you'll have success with those. That's just a lot of people are like, well, I tried dogwood, but it died. It's like, okay, well, you like probably planted it too deep. You know, maybe you put it in a lawn soil. You didn't get enough shade.
Yeah, and the rough leaf dogwood is much tougher than the big flower dogwood from East Texas, which doesn't like to be transplanted.
Gotcha.
Rough leaves have they're a tough plant.
That's awesome. So rough leaf dogwood. That's a good one there, John. My last one here, and it doesn't have to be your last. My last one is the Monterey oak. It's another kind of evergreenish oak that goes more of a straight up kind of growth pattern. So a little bit easier to grow in a suburban setting, not quite as sprawling. But if you love things that keep their leaves all the time, the Monterey oak is fabulous. It's a white oak. And anytime you got some of these sort of more native North American, at least, plants, you're going to get more birds because they're going to come and eat caterpillars that are on the trees. So there's just one of those secrets to bird gardening is to grow oak trees.
Yes.
And so that's honestly, if I made a little forest today, I would put these three in it, and I would probably work in some roughleaf dogwood pretty gladly as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. Are you got any other ones on your list?
Oh, I got 10 more.
Well, let's just pause, and we're going to kind of keep this list going. We want to hear what your thoughts are. What are some plants that you have loved to grow, trees you've loved seeing? Maybe you've got some space concerns for some of these. I want to hear that. 281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.